Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome each one to our Christmas hymn singing this evening. And you know, there's one thing about this time of year, we as Christians have a tremendous opportunity to share what Christmas is all about and how Christ came to earth to save us from our sins. So to begin with here, let's take our church hymnals and turn to song number 93. Song number 93, O Come All Ye Faithful. Okay, song number 99.
Yeah.
Okay, song number 95.
Reconcile, joyful are ye.
Okay, at this time, Jason will have a devotional for us.
All right, good evening. I'd like to read, keep this pretty simple, I'd like to read Luke 2, the first part of it. I'm going to read the first few verses, and then like everybody to stand, and then at, verse 6. I think it would be great if we could all just, you can either read it or say it by memory. I remember in school, we'd do a lot of caroling, and I'm pretty sure, which I was reading this, I was like, boy, that's kind of a long passage, but I know I had it memorized, it's not that long to memorize, but I think at every place we stopped at, we said it by memory, I believe, if my memory's correct, so I'd like to do that this evening. Before we do that, though, just one quick thing I was thinking about this evening, and what's so interesting to me is this story right here, in the very geographic location that it happened, right now, people are killing each other and slaughtering each other, and both these groups of people actually believe that Jesus came and actually believe that some of this happened. They just can't believe that he came as a baby. That's wrong. They do believe he came as a baby. They don't believe that it was God as a baby. And they don't believe that it's a God that would give himself up and be slaughtered and be killed. They still believe that might equals right and the one with the most power wins in the end. And what a difference it would be if they actually believed. They do believe this as historical fact, but if they believed it as historical fact and that this was the Son of God, and what a difference that would hopefully make. All right, I'm going to, let's stand, and at verse 7, I'd like for you guys to join with me. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in the manger. All right. Sorry, I just remembered I forgot to tell you where to stop. Okay, let's stay standing for prayer. And James Overhaul, would you lead us in prayer? You may be seated. All right. Jen is going to lead the children in a few songs so the children can come up and stand right up front here. And then after that, we asked a couple people to lead some of their favorite carols. And so Gerald's going to have a song right after that. And then immediately after Gerald, who's the group after? Dan. is going to have a group.
All right, good evening, everyone. I was going to lead the song, the Christmas song. So we passed out papers. I don't know if I made it all the way to the back, but it's in the Zion's praises normally. It's while shepherds were watching their flocks in the night. And I'm not sure I can say it's my favorite song, because that probably changed, Christmas Carol, because that changes year to year. But I've always enjoyed singing this song. And the second verse talks about that message still being relevant today. The message of love, it says, is still sounding out from the Father above. And then the last verse is a call to praise, and it mentions a few things. He loves, he helps us, he hears us, he leads, he teaches, and cares lest we fall.
While shepherds were watching their flocks in the night, the hills were aglow with a wonderful sight. From heaven the angels descended to tell the sweet birthday story we all know so well. Christ the Savior is born.
we decided to sing as a family this evening. Been talking about it for quite some time, that we'd like to sing on a hymn singing sometime. And we're talking about it this weekend. I think a couple of them wish they had argued a little harder before. So anyway, but it is a privilege to be able to sing together, and we enjoy it. We're going to sing two songs, Away in the Manger and Silent Night.
All right, thank you, Dan and Jan, for singing those songs. All right, so for the next song, we'll in the stapled song sheets there, we'll sing O Holy Night. And then after this song, Jordan has a song group. O Holy Night.
Yeah.
we're going to sing three songs. First one is It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, and then another one called Still, 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 and then last song is an arrangement of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands of gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. And he beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours, come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet far foretold, when with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. makes safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel, shall come to thee,
shall come to thee,
O
Thank you very much for that. That was lovely. You did an excellent job on that last song. That was beautiful. Thank you. I know you didn't come here commentary on songs tonight, but that's why I love Christmas songs, is just the poetic hope it brings. I'm just going to put "O Holy Night." It's like one of my favorite songs. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. How can you get any better verse than that? And just, it moves your heart when you realize what he's talking about. And then the song "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," just one of my favorite lines of all Christmas carols. "And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing." Just beautiful words. All right, Joseph is going to lead us in our next song. And then after that, Rachel has a group.
As Jason said, Christmas and Easter have captured the imagination of people from the time that they occurred. And some of the most beautiful poetry and music that we have centers around those two events. And I've chosen to sing "Silent Night" tonight. So that's number 103 in your church hymnals. And this will be the third time the song has been sung this evening. And there's a reason why this is an iconic Christmas song. It's one of the hallmarks of a good story is that it's relatable. And the story of Christmas is a story about shepherds, and it's a story about simple people like us. We can place ourselves in the story. I think it's one of the reasons it captures our imagination. It's a story of longing and a story of hope, but it's a story of this essential, something that grabs at us at our very core, is this something that we want and we need and we know it's there. And we find that in this song, both in the words and in the music. And it's interesting to me that a lot of the best Christmas music has a sense of longing and incompletion, and it's like we're needing something, and we want it. It's not here yet, but it's coming. And you find that in this song, in the music as well as in the words. All the best stories don't tell us every detail. They give us pictures and snapshots, and our minds fill in the rest. And that's what this song is. It's a series of snapshots of this night in which we fill in the blanks, and we can picture these things in our mind. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, one of my all-time favorites. And let's sing it with longing for what's coming, with joy for what has happened, and with a sense of just the honor of serving this great God who sent his son as a child to live and to die for us. I'd like the ladies to sing the first verse, and then the men, you can add the extra runs on the third verse.
Oh,
So first of all, we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. And then after that, we'll do A Little Town of Bethlehem. Oh, wait, Angels from the Realms of Glory is the first one. And then the second one is A Little Town of Bethlehem. And then my fourth grade girls are going to help us with that one. So.
Thank you, ladies, for those beautiful songs. All right. So the next song we'll sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain. It's on your stapled song sheets there on the front. Now, one thing, you know, as we think about this season once again, you know, we have the opportunity to tell the world around us what Christ has done for us and why he came to this earth. And so let's take the song as a challenge with us the next few weeks to tell the world around us what God has done for you. So on the second verse, the chorus can come up, and then after that, we'll turn to the ministers to close. So why don't we stand to sing this song?
Jesus Christ is born. The shepherd. despise. If our hearts accept our treasure, he'll accept the sacrifice.